What you've got to do is do a little assessment and getting to state the problem more exactly. And you do the assessment on the meter. And you try to find the terminal that is airy. Or the terminal that is everything. And you shake that down and you do a little bit of a terminal assessment, and he suddenly comes up and he said, well, the airiness of the room, or something of that sort, or the airiness of my car, it hasn't any hood anymore. And you would run it, if you had to, by that time. You see, you only run those things which you can't get rid of with two-way calm or assessment. You realize that, don't you? That running is the way you take care of the things that didn't blow. So you always be prepared to have an ARC break, a present time problem, or anything else blow before you had to run it. You just start doing an assessment on one of these undifferentiated problems, and you'll find it doesn't react anymore. You repeat the question, well, do you have a present time problem now? You see, you had some enormous surges on the meter and so forth, and you say, well, do you have a present time problem now before you settle down to run the thing, and you can't even get a quiver out of it. See? You've blown it by assessment. All right. Now, the PC who has a present time problem that the auditor will not take up is being given a withhold. So there is another source of withholds. It crosses at the present time problem level. But at the same time, the PC will very often try to withhold present time problems because he's afraid the auditor will take them up and waste session time, because auditing is very valuable. All PCs consider auditing time very, 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 very valuable. There just isn't enough auditing. That's it. And this gets so catastrophic that a PC will force auditing where it shouldn't occur in some direction. He wants the auditing that is necessary to resolve his case, not the auditing which is just fooling around with those fool rudiments. You know. And will actually sometimes attempt to withhold a present time problem for fear that the auditor will take it up. All right. Now, the action of running a security check is a relatively simple action. It requires a high degree of familiarity with the meter so that you aren't fumbling with the meter. It requires a very definite, positive knowledge of the e-meter. It requires, in addition to that, a knowledge of whether or not the needle is reacting on the question or on the parts of the question. You have to know how to compartment a question. You have to know how to make the e-meter tell the truth. And that is sort of high school e-metering. People who didn't know much about e-meters, I think there was somebody in, I think it was almost into Canada, someplace in the United States. They were just about as far, as close to not being in the United States as they could be. Got the idea that everybody had been PDH'd throughout the United States by everybody else. And this became ridiculous in the extreme. And they were going all over telling everybody how everybody was PDHing everybody. And they were just having a marvelous time. And they were getting out magazines about the subject and so on. And the most awful quiet ensued. There was a quiet where you could have heard an engram drop. You know? Because after I explained compartmentation in an article in Ability magazine, you know, we've never heard another word. It is the most profound silence. It is a sort of a negative silence. It has texture. Well, that's because of this. That whole nonsense took place because somebody couldn't really handle an e-meter. They didn't know how to compartment questions. So if you ask anybody if he had ever been the victim of pain, drug, hypnosis, well, of course you were going to get a fall, a fall, a fall, and a fall. Because you get falls on just the word victim, you get falls on just the word pain, you get falls on just the word drug, and you will occasionally get falls on just the word hypnosis. And if a person has withholds on somebody else, you will get a fall on that other person's name. If you've got withholds and overts on some particular line, so there's a source of five falls in one question. Have you ever been a victim of pain, drug, hypnosis from President Eisenhower? Five falls. You see, it's falling on the words of the question. It isn't falling on the question. And the way you do that is you take the question apart. You knock out, just say the word, victim. And you get a fall. You say, what was that? Well, victim. Well, what not? Well, you say, what about victim? Falls hate to be a victim. Well, what the heck? Have you ever made any victims? Have you ever accused anybody of being a victim? Oh, yes, my wife, she's being a victim all the time, all the time, all the time. Always a victim. Yes, 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 always a victim. And she says so, what's more? Oh, is that so? Victim, no reaction. Ah, we got that word cooled. All right. Pain. Clang goes the needle, you see. And you say, well, what about pain? Oh, I've always been afraid of pain. Well, what about the word pain? Well, the word. Oh, you mean the word pain. Yeah, well, how about the word pain? No reaction. Okay. Drug. Have you ever taken drugs? You ever give anybody drugs? Are you afraid of drugs? Anything wrong with drugs? Have you ever given anybody drugs illegally? Clang! When did that happen? Oh, well, my brother was very sick and I forced prescription. Oh, is that so? Oh, how interesting. All right. Now, when was that? Well, such and such time. All right. Thank you very much. Drug. No reaction. Okay. President Eisenhower. Clang, 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 clang. What about President Eisenhower? Well, nothing. I was part of a Ban the Bomb march, and we said we'd dance on his grave. Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah. Is that all there is to that? Well, yes, I've been violently opposed to that particular activity. Oh, yeah, all right. How often have you done that? Oh, lots of times, lots of times. All right, how about President Eisenhower? Okay, no problem. Now, have you ever been the victim of pain, drug, hypnosis from President Eisenhower? Now, if the person has, you will now get a fall on the question. And if you want to be absolutely sure, go back all through all the words again and compartment them. Now, there's more to it than this on compartmentation. I noticed the other day one of the boys didn't have it quite straight. And that is, you compartment the phrases in addition to the words. You take the words and get the charge off them. And then you take the phrases and read the phrases out and see if each phrase is clean. And then when you read the whole question, let me assure you that if there is a fall, it is true. There is no withhold or charge on it, unless it is true. And there won't be a single needle quiver. And that is the proper way of compartmenting a security check question. You'll find you very often have to compartment them quite painfully. Otherwise, you'll make some fantastic error. Now, the first and foremost method of preventing yourself from making an error is to forget all about two needle phenomena. One of the needle phenomena you should forget about is the latent read. Just ignore all latent reads. Have nothing to do with a latent read. If the read occurred more than half a second after you finished the question read. Ignore it. Just ignore it. Just drop it. Because it'll be on somebody else or is on another security check question. It isn't on the same question, or it didn't happen to them. Now that's how come you sometimes wind up getting off other people's withholds. Other people's withholds will give you a latent read. So you are buying latent reads. You ask somebody, well, did you ever drown a cat? Well, my Aunt Mamie drowned a cat once. This would be the response. Now that would be a latent read. You would get that as a latent read. And every time you pick up a latent read on a security check question, you can expect that you haven't got a withhold, you've got a red herring. And you can go chasing all over the bank looking for this red herring. And you waste more time on latent reads than any other single action in auditing. That read, if the person has a withhold on it, let me assure you, the question does not wear out. If the person is still holding on to a withhold on that question, and it's not on one of the words of the question, it's not on one of the phrases of the question, nothing of that sort, but is on the question, the more you ask it, and the more he withholds, the more instant the read. It gets so that he just realizes you're going to ask the question, can you get the read? There is a tenth of a second lag. You read the question, bang, it's acting. You read the question, bang, it's acting. Read the question, bang, it's acting. You see, the reactive mind is an instantaneous mind. All time is now. And if it's a really reactive mind, of course, the closer it is to reactivity, the more rapid and instant the read will be. And it's as simple as that. It is very simple. And if it is not reactive, the read will be latent. It will wait before it falls. It'll wait for half a second. It'll wait for a second. And an auditor who sits there and asks the question, have you ever drowned a cat? Watching the e-meter. And then gets a reaction. And then says, what was that? Is going to find Aunt Mamie drowning a cat. That was something the PC didn't do, and it was something the PC never has withheld. You can just count on that. One of the tricks of reading, one of the bad tricks of reading on latent reads, is to look at the meter, then look at the question, then read the question, then look at the PC, then look at the meter. You'll catch more latent reads that way, and boy, will you miss more instant reads. You will just miss them left and right. Why? Because your eye isn't on the e-meter at the moment you ended the question. And your eye must be on the meter needle the instant that you end that question. Otherwise, you're going to miss the twitch. So what you do is the sequence is always question, look at the meter, and speak the question, and then look at the PC. Paper, meter, PC. Paper, you see that the question is about rape. You don't care whether the question's exact or not. That is to say, if you ever raped anybody, you can ask that in a thousand different ways. Have you ever contemplated rape? Have you ever had ideas of rape? Have you ever remembered anything odd about rape as something odd to you like this? And you're going to get down to some kind of a withhold if there is one. So you look at the question, and then you look at the meter, and you say the question. And then you can look at the PC, all your character. And you won't get into this nonsense about latent reads. The way I see auditors doing this is they look at the paper, and they read the question, and then they look over at the e-meter, and then they wait. And they wait, 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 and they wait. And the question is, what the hell are they waiting for? Because it would have occurred in a tenth of a second. If you're going to follow it through, it would have occurred in a tenth of a second. And that's the way your security check. Man, you can really tear down the line if you do that. Ah, you can really rip up a security check. Whammity, 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 wham. PC doesn't even have to speak. You look at the paper. You ever raped anybody? No. So. Now, if you want to go at this a little more academically, you never look at the meter at all until the PC says no. The security check can be totally without the meter right up to the point where he says no, at which time you repeat the question looking at the meter. And that makes for very good sessioning. When you find you're doing this easily, oh man, it just goes on and on and on. Why are you looking at the meter if you're not trying to catch him out? See, you're trying to find out if something is reactive. That's why you're looking at the meter. Well, if the guy's going to tell you he's with holes, why are you looking at the meter? That's what it amounts to. You say, well, have you ever robbed a bank? The PC said, well, if you put it that way, yes, I robbed a bank, and so forth. And you say, when was that? And so on, so on, so on, so on, so on. You can go a little further. Who have you been withholding it from? Oh, I've been withholding it from everybody, and so forth. My fellow bank robbers, I didn't want them to know, and so forth, and then et cetera, yap, yap, and so on. They got squared around. Good. You say, all right, now, you ever robbed any other banks? Well, yes, I did, and so forth, and it was pretty bad, and so forth, and et cetera. And you say, okay, well, have you ever robbed a bank? He says, aside from those, no. You say, good. Have you ever robbed a bank? Yes, what's that? What's that next one? Oh, well, that's just that little old bank down in Joliet. That hardly counts. But the idea. Then you finally ask him again, all right, have you ever robbed any other banks? No. You look back at the meter, you say, well, have you ever robbed any other banks? Meter's quiet, go on to the next question. You never look at the meter until he says no. You'll find out that really holds him in session, man. That's very good sessioning when you can do it this way. Now, the only bug that occurs when you do this is that you're repeating the question and apparently calling him a liar slightly. But you find out this isn't very damaging. He's already told you no, and so you confirm it. Now, leaving a question hot is another very damaging action on an e-meter. That's a very damaging thing to a session. Oh, that is something you mustn't do. Leave a question with reaction on it. Don't ever go to the next question as long as a question is reacting. And don't ever go on to the next question unless you're absolutely sure that the question you are on has no further instant actions in it. Remember, we care nothing about the latent action. There's no instant action left in a question. You can go on. And if there is, don't you dare. Because if anything is calculated to throw a PC out of session from there on out, man, let me tell you, it is leaving a question hot. You know, there's been considerable randomity occurred because of this occasionally. HGC PC, and end of session comes along. And one girl ran all over town telling everybody how Scientologists were all frauds and they were bums and how they were all trying to rape her and shoot her and so forth, and she actually blew the HGC and wrote letters to everybody that night before they could finally get hold of her, and finally they trailed her down, and they heard the rumors going around, and they wondered what all this was about, so they traced them back down, they found this one girl, and they got her down, and the question was something like, have you ever committed adultery? And boy, it was just falling off the pen. It wasn't an instant read, it was just... It was blowing up before the auditor could open his mouth, you know. Bang! Bang! And they got these fantastic withholds off of her, and that was it. Oh, she said, I guess I've committed an awful series of overts. And she hurriedly did a volte-vis and tried to straighten up everything she'd been doing. But look at that. Isn't that interesting? And just one question, and I think it was an end-of-intensive question. And the auditor just foolishly said, well, it's the end of the intensive, and that's it. Never flatten the question. I haven't got that particular particularity, but I do know that the rest of it did happen. They had about 10 people running all around trying to round up what all this was about. It was just an unflat security check question. And you just mustn't leave questions unflat. Sure, take them up in the next session. You've got to sometimes, because one question can go 5 hours. Has done so. The fellow is the father of 8 children. And you ask him the question, have you ever spanked a child? And he already feels awfully guilty about this, and he's left his family, and this is a great point of disturbance with him, and the punishment of children is a very hot subject, and so forth. And man, you can just go on and on and on and on with this particular subject. He's just getting off with holes and getting off with holes and getting off with holes. No one cares how long it takes to clear a question, as long as the auditor is working on the clearance of a question. Not getting off somebody else's withholds through the PC, not trying to find out what the PC thought or heard or did about somebody else. We're interested in the PC's withholds. And as long as the auditor is getting actual withholds off the PC on instant reads, continue with the question. The only way you can waste auditing time on the thing is to just wait there for the latent read, and then take that latent read. Read occurs 2.5-3 seconds after you've read the question. You read the question, fall. You say, what was that? You knucklehead. You're immediately going to get something like this. Well, I just thought it was getting awfully late. That's true. That's what it fell on. It didn't have anything to do with the question. Or, oh, well, yes, that made me think of a book I read once that I wasn't supposed to read. Look, this is a question about stealing. Okay? Have you ever stolen anything? Wait, clang. Well, what was that, you say, on the latent read? Oh, well, that was a book, I guess. I was thinking about this book. What about this book? Well, I read this book. It talked about stealing. Oh, well, what about that? Well, look, knucklehead, nothing about that. You see? I mean, there just isn't anything. It doesn't have anything to do with it, except the PC's mind was out of gear for the moment. It's like finding the gear wheels disengaged, you see? And you sit there and wait, and eventually the PC's going to think about something, isn't he? And if you wait long enough, you'll always get a reaction, even if it's just on the ARC break of why are you so damn quiet? It's factual and it follows through. Serious withholds are withholds that should be gotten off the case or have anything to do with the case, and all the things that the person himself have done are as a result of an instant read. And you must follow through on that particular basis. All right, the next thing that you should pay attention to, besides clearing every question as it goes on down the line, the next thing you should pay attention to is selecting the type of security check. This is very important. There is no sense in security checking somebody on something he has nothing to do with. That is rather frightful. Let's say that we have a special security check on the subject of Boilermakers. So we get this girl who is a milliner. And we run a security check on Boilermakers on this milliner. And we say, well, she's got clean hands because she didn't have a single fall. Well, that's for sure. Similarly, it is equally an error to take a generalized security check when you know very well your PC has a particularized professional or action area. If this PC is living by some particular framework of mores, well, let's say you're security checking a person who professionally, this life right now, is a bank teller. Well, all right, that might go along all right, and so forth. But you just never seem to get around to writing up some additional questions to give him as a security check. And of course, you'll miss it every time. You just give him the generalized form of the check, and it only hits banks on about 3 questions. Now, you yourself have to be able to project your imagination and initiative with regard to that situation. You'd say, what would be the withholds of a bank teller? What would they be? And, of course, it turns up at once what they would be. We're liable to find something like this. He has Stan in the back of his cage all the time, and he hates people. And the word of the bank is that you must be pleasant to all customers as you take in the money. And you must stand there with a smile on your face, you see, and take in the money and pay out the money. And you just can't figure out what's wrong with this guy's job. See, he's unhappy and he isn't doing well and nothing's going on. And so we give him a general security check and it goes on and on, but it never takes into account what the man does in life. You get the idea? Now that is a flume. That is, comes under the classification of a boob. We do put one together around what we think a bank teller might possibly have as withholds. And we find all sorts of very interesting things. He has held a deposit for 20 minutes, so one of his customers, you see, wouldn't be overdrawn. Interesting thing. Nothing very much, but it was something to him. Because, man, are you supposed to have those deposits right into the drawer and are supposed to pass down the endless belt and go into the machines and so forth and so on. And he actually has, on his own initiative, which is just, that's pretty adventurous, has actually put his fist into the machinery of the bank, and he has held it for 20 minutes, and that is a withhold. And then you find maybe he's standing there with all kinds, every time a customer comes up, he has a game that he plays on something on the order of an unkind thought. And he just has nothing but long streams of unkind thoughts. Every time somebody comes up, he's got this long thing. And you ask him the right question. You say, bank teller? Well, all right, bank teller. He must have customers. Have you ever had an unkind thought about a bank customer? And you're liable to run into an avalanche. And you just sit on that case till the end of time, unless you yourself security checked against the reality of the PC. That you must always do. Whatever else you do with security checks, also security check against the reality of the PC. And that takes into account the moral codes by which he lives. Now, you security check a Catholic sometime, or you security check a Baptist, and you'd have 2 different security checks. They'd be different. You security check an Afrikaner, and security check a Zulu. You're going to have 2 different security checks, man. And they're almost vis-a-vis different security checks. Almost everything one thinks is right, the other thinks is wrong. Who's to say who's right or who's wrong? It hasn't anything to do with it, which is why I gave you a little bit about the moral note at the beginning of it. The rights and wrongnesses of things are what groups have determined on in order to perpetuate survival, and that's the rightnesses and wrongnesses of things. It's what is survival to the group, not whether you are enforcing the mores of a group because you are so sinless. So you have to actually be able to security check both sides of the fence. Now, security checking a cop would be quite different than security checking a criminal, of course. Security checking a soldier would be quite different than security checking a chambermaid. It would be different. So if you omit specialized security checking and putting together a list of questions that concern the activities of the person, if you omit this entirely, you've boobed. Another thing that you do that you mustn't do is read a security check as a repetitive question. Have you ever raped anybody? Good. 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 Who you auditing? Your job is not to run a repetitive question at all, but to get off withholds. The auditing consists of getting off withholds. Well, how do you get off withholds on the subject of rape? Well, some fellow says, well, now I just don't want to answer any questions about that at all. No, I just don't think you'd better be asking me any questions. Let's go on to the next one. We'll still be friends. But we'd better go off to the next question. Well, how are you going to get around then? You can still ask the question, what have you got against rape? Well, you'll say, well, it isn't what I have against rape. It's what other people have against rape. Well, who has things against rape? Well, my mother and my father and the public and the preacher and the parson and the state and so forth. Well, when did all these come down on you on the subject of rape? Well, that was when I got in the newspapers on the subject. Oh, where was that? That is what is known by pulling a withhold from the back door. Now, the next thing you must remember is that a withhold is generally a withhold of an overt act against the mores of a group. Now, actually, the enforcement of the mores of the group to make other people withhold is the overt act of withholds. Trying to make, you get the idea, you're enforcing the mores of the group against another person to make them withhold. It's the overt act of making people withhold, see? So you err whenever you don't ask the make guilty question. You can take every security check you've got and simply add an additional question below each level on, well, have you ever made anybody guilty of rape? You get this girl, she keeps telling you, I have been raped. It isn't that I am withholding raping somebody. I have been raped. And the question is still hot. You say, how in the name of common sense am I ever going to clear this question? How am I going to clear this question? How could I possibly clear the question? Because she just says, of course she's an offended member. No, she hasn't raped anybody. He's been raped. Well, if you Q&A and just go off and say, well, we're not security checking now, she has a bad engram and we might as well run this engram and find out all about all of this rape and when she was raped and so forth, are you still security checking or are you doing something else? You're doing something else. You are auditing processes, you are running engrams, but you're doing something else. You're not security checking. So you don't stop security checking and start doing something else. You go on security checking. In other words, gets off the withholds. But of course, the overt act of a withhold is making somebody else withhold. And of course, the moment you ask the question, well, whom have you made guilty of rape? Oh, well, you get a nice big meter reaction, and him, of course, and him, and him, and them, 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 and so forth. Well, have you made anybody else guilty of rape? Yes, well, them, and them, and them. All right, anybody else you made guilty of rape? Well, no. Anybody else you made guilty of rape? Well, what was that? Well, it's just, I just re-stimulated by the whole thing. Well, have you ever raped anybody? Yes. In other words, the make guilties all lay on top of an actual fact. She been raped, all right, but Shakespeare's statement, methinks the lady protests too much, can be Hobson Jobson's over, methinks the PC protests too much. Now, whenever the PC protests too much, you are looking at the boiling broth. Then you might as well pick the pot up and look under it, because you're going to find fire. You shouldn't be asking me that question. It is insulting. Oh, man, why don't they run up a signal halyard and fly 15 flags from it, you know, get blinking lights going in your face? Because that is the one question that is hot. And, of course, a person who has fantastic motivators, which just keep rocking and rocking and rocking, the person says, well, I haven't ever raped anybody. I have been raped, and that is why it is falling. No, remember, your original question was, have you ever raped anybody? And you got an instant read. And the facts of the case are that the PC has, but the PC has tried to make other people guilty to such an extent that this lies on the top of it as the overt from the withhold motivator, you see? So there's what you've got. So you ask the made guilty questions any way you want to phrase it. Have you ever protested against? Have you ever accused? You see, this type of questioning for each subject matter of a security check will be found to be very, very beneficial in freeing up a whole security question. Because, of course, it is making other people withhold. And when you get the overt off, then the PC gives up his withhold. It's not actually, you see, an additional question. It is another way of asking the same question. And then you come back and you always leave a security check question that is spelled. You always leave it with the same wording that you asked it in the first place to produce the fall. Never miss that. And that is usually, for your ease, the way it is written on the paper. You've been asking all sorts of things about rape. You said, well, have you ever been anybody guilty of rape, and so forth, and so on, and all right, have you ever had unkind thoughts about rape, what have you done, have you ever wished you were raped, it doesn't matter, whatever you were asking, you see. What produced the reaction, the reason you're asking these questions is, have you ever been raped? And the question you're trying to clear is the one that produced the reaction. So you always repeat that question in the same wording to see if there's any additional reaction before you leave it. And then you're sure that that question is clean. No matter how many other variations you ask, and you should ask variations in order to get the thing cleaned up, you go back to the same question again before you leave it. In other words, always go out by the same door you entered. Don't go ducking out the side door. You cleared up, have they ever made anybody guilty of rape? See, so you say, well, that's it, we'll go on to the next question. Oh, you missed, and you will leave a question hot if you do that. All right, I've tried to cover here some of the elements of security checking. You can tailor up security checks any way you want to. You can always add to a security check. You can always add to a security check. You may never subtract from one. The reason why we lay that injunction down is that somebody who has a withhold on a subject, who runs into it on a list, will then not be tempted to avoid it. And you would be fascinated at some of the security check questions being made up by people who have buttons on the subject. You never quite read as much of an avoidance as you get when you do that. You take somebody who's sitting down here in Dartmoor scrubs and have him write a security check up on the subject of criminals, and you get a 3-question check. But you ask him to write, he has never been a soldier, and you ask him to write a security check question on the subject of soldiers, and he writes you 18 pages. It's quite interesting. But people subtract from security checks where they have withholds. So you lay down this injunction. You say, always give the standard security check, add anything to it you please. Write up any special check you care to, as long as you give a standard check, too. And then that keeps anybody from ever indulging in tacit consent and avoiding the question, because we know, of course, that this person has never stolen anything from the organization. Of course we know that, so we just won't ask that question. And sometimes a person does this in all innocence. It just seems to him like the question would not produce any particular result. That's all he's doing. And then somebody asks him the question, and it goes hotter than a pistol. And he says, but I never have. I just never have. And you go tracing it down, and he has. He actually doesn't remember having done so, but the meter knows. And the one final injunction on this is, please believe the instant read of the meter. A person who is telling you a lie, a person who has a withhold, gets an instant read on the question. And if they're getting a read, a needle reaction, there is a withhold. And never buy anything else. I have seen a slug of hours of duration with the needle continuing to react and the PC saying no and almost in tears over it, because the PC cannot remember, the PC cannot differentiate it, the PC cannot tell what that withhold is. It just doesn't seem to elude anybody, and for the auditor to leave it is a serious error, because at the end of those hours, so help me Pete, it was found, and it did clear. Now, I've had people with some pretty nasty withholds on the meter, and I've never failed to have the meter react when the question was charged, so long as it was against the moral code of the person I was checking. That was the important point. It's quite interesting to watch it. It will not wear out. The question will not wear it out. That is what is fascinating. You can ask it and 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 ask it, and it won't wear out. It'll just produce, if anything, a little faster reaction. Until the withhold is given up, the action occurs. So don't ever think your meter's busted. Make sure that your meter isn't before you start the session. That's the time to make sure the meter's all right. Not in the middle of the session, thinking, well, it's just reacting. This rock slam must be because some dust has gotten into it. Well, the rock slam is coming from a withhold if you're on a security check. Okay? All right. Well, I hope this clarifies a few points for you on the subject of security checking, because you're going to find this is a very, very important subject. It's going to be with us for a very, very long time. It's one of the basic skills of the auditor, and it's the first thing that an auditor should know how to do very, very well. You should know how to security check well, because you can do anything under the sun, moon, and stars with a security check. You can do anything with it. And the better you are at handling the basics and fundamentals of security checks, then the better you will be at making them work. Thank you.